Good morning. How is it going? We have episode 40. I honestly cannot believe that. Really can't believe it. Now, I've got my coffee here. I've been told that you can still hear me guzzling on it, so I'm gonna try and move the microphone even further away when I have a drink. Now, I wish that there was a way that you could pause and continue on after that, but there's not. I just need to stop it, and then there would be loads of parts. And as I realized the last time when I messed it up, and Jason had to give me a text in the morning and say that I messed up the podcast, so by putting part two first instead of part one. Crazy times, crazy times. It's a good job that I've got some decent listeners here who were able to tell me that. Because that would have been quite a nightmare. I think it was the Emu Wars that they got messed up. So I have no notes whatsoever today, so I am just going to ramble on about what is happening in the day in the life of Ian today. So sit back and enjoy. And hopefully we can get it going. We'll just see what comes to my head. I think I've got, what have I wrote down? You must tell yourself, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, I'm going to make it. Which is an absolutely beautiful statement for today, because I don't know how hard it's going to get, since today is Judgment Day. We find out, or I find out, and then I'll let you guys know. You guys and gals, I'll let you all know for Wednesday's episode, since this is Tuesday's episode. So we will see. We'll see what happens. And then I will wait until the end of the month when I get all my money from the company before. Or I don't even know, because I might be doing something else. So the fact that I'm doing that something else might mean that I might just not be able to talk about it until all of that is done. But once that is all done, then, oh well, I suppose it all depends on the outcome of that as well. So you might never know. Might maybe never know. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Right, I'm gonna take some of my coffee. Let's see if I can cover this microphone. Holy bejesus, it's absolutely roasting as well. Thought I was gonna burn my mouth off there. So yes, this is Monday the 19th at 10:45, and I have my meeting at 1 o'clock. My mate's got his other meeting at 12 o'clock until 12:45. So I'll be able to converse with him and find out what happened with his meeting. See if he's the first one to be paid off. And then I think we've got a 2 week notice period that we need to both work, or we won't be working it. I think they'll have us still sitting in the house, but then at least, but yeah, at the end of the month, then that'll probably be it, over and done with the chapter of HydroSave. I've been in this position before. When HydroSave took over and they got rid of a whole load of people, I think there was a few. Yeah, there was loads of us who got paid off the last time, but I mean, this was years and years and years and years ago. But yeah, and then I stupidly came back to the job. Well, not stupidly. I mean, it served its purpose because I was working after my back operation. I couldn't. I wanted to get back working, and I was doing crappy jobs. Like I worked for the Judy's Inn, but it wasn't the Judy's Inn. It was like the Speedbird or something like that, just next to the airport. And I worked as like a porter. Straight after, like, well, not straight after my back operation, but yeah, like, I worked as a porter. And yeah, kind of like, I hurt my back doing the work in there again, because I was lifting tables and standing on my feet. I really enjoyed the driving side of the job. Like, you would take the. Take the offshore workers across to like the heliport, or you would take passengers down with their bags down to the airport. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed talking to people who were going away on their holidays, and the guys who were going offshore. I really enjoyed that side of the job. But yeah, having to set up tables for like function rooms and meeting rooms and all that kind of stuff, and you were moving tables, and yeah, it just hurt my back. And then after that, I started working for BP, the petrol station, and I was standing up again all the time, and I was doing night shift as well. And kind of like during the day, I definitely worked a lot better during the day because there was a lot more people there, so you weren't having to do everything yourself basically. But on night shift, there was only two of you in, so one of you done like the bakes, and the other one was kind of like cleaning up and serving customers and, you know, like cleaning up the store and doing the toilets and all that kind of stuff. And you're having to mop the floors, and that was just hurting my back as well. And then I remember I got a Facebook message off of my old supervisor, and he was asking, oh, are you wanting your old job back? And of course, because I didn't have him on Facebook, it went into the, you know, like your private messages, but it's from people who you're not friends with. So it's not my porn that you get in there, like people trying to get you to sign up for their sites and stuff like that. But then I went onto there for, I didn't even know how to get onto there, but I managed to get onto that bit and noticed that he had messaged me, and I was like, why is he messaging me type thing. And I had a look at it, and he was like, oh, are you wanting your job back with said company? And I think he messaged it like about a month before, and he was like, oh, I'll take that as a no then. And I was like, oh, look, I've just received your message now, and yeah, I would love my job back there. And then he was like, right, well, let me wait, I'll go and speak to people, and then I'll get back to you in like at the end of the morning or something like that. So I was like, yes, could not wait. So I was waiting for that because I wanted to go into the manager. He was a bit of a He was a nice guy, but he was saying that he wanted to help me and stuff like that, but he couldn't help me. Like I asked for a chair at the back so that kind of like I could sit down when I was up there, and he was like, "Oh no, like it's Marks and Spencer's policy that you're not allowed a chair." So, and then I was like, "Well, can I come in and do like day shift so that there's a lot more people then?" And he was like, "Oh well, I can only offer you like 16 hours on day shift when I was doing like 40." I think I was doing like 32 to 40 hours on night shift, and I was like, well, you're not really helping me here, are you? And then I never got a call until like about 3 o'clock like the afternoon, and he was like, yep, I'll come and pick you up on Monday, we'll get you started and all that. And then so I went down into work, and I was like, look, I'm not coming back tonight. I was like, I quit. And then I got a message from the manager being like, oh, like I can't believe that you've left us in this crap, and I can't believe that you're doing this to us, and after everything that we've done to help you. And I texted back and I was like, well, you didn't really help me at all, like, did you? I was asking for things for you to help me, and you didn't even help me. Oh, but I like my hands are tied and stuff. And I was like, nah, whatever, it's an absolute joke. I quite enjoyed working out in the Peter Cooter BP. Because that shop was a lot different. It was like the one in town was more coffees and people rushing in and getting fuel and stuff, whereas the one out in Peter Cooter was more people were coming in and doing shopping, and you would speak to a lot more people, and they were a lot more friendlier, and it, yeah, like, I mean, even when it was busy, it was still good. I quite enjoyed that out there rather than the one that I was working in. But then, what was that? I even got a compliment from one of the older gentlemen's, like, gentlemen. He said to me, he was like, "I love being served by you. You are so mannerable. You're so polite. You've always got a smile on your face, and you're always talking, like interacting with the customers and stuff." And I was like, "Oh, well, thanks very much, sir. It was really nice of you." So yeah, I quite enjoyed that. But yeah, kind of like being able to get my old job back. And then I was working with someone that I knew as well. My number one, as I've said before, like I knew him before from when I worked there before. I knew that me and him had quite a lot of the same interests and stuff. So and then we were up in Shetland, doing all the Shetland trips, which I've already spoken about. But yeah, just that. Just being able to get back onto some proper work, doing like Monday to Friday and stuff, and instead of doing like crappy like shift work and not knowing when you were working, and yeah, having to deal with like those type of environments, like retail kind of work and like shop kind of work and stuff, where you've got someone down your back constantly. It's just like I do not do well in those kind of jobs at all. So yeah, so I mean, it was quite nice going into said company, my old job. But yeah, then it started getting bad. We started having grievances and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm not really gonna say much, but yeah, it got really bad, and it's been really bad ever since. This has been going on for about 2.5 years, nearly 3 years now. And yeah, it's just getting beyond a joke, basically. Started learning to stick up for myself and not taking the crap. And I think that's what we all need to start doing. We all need to start kind of like not taking so much crap, even if it is your job. Don't be scared to speak your mind, to say to your boss that no, I'm not happy with that. Because I know that I, like, when I was there, you know, like I wouldn't want to speak up to the managers or anything like that, you know, like if I thought it was wrong, then it was all like, oh no, well, I can't really speak up because I would get sacked or something like that. And it's not the case, 'cause like they find it so difficult to sack you nowadays, because there's so many laws in place that you can't just sack people. So start speaking up for yourself. If you don't believe it's right, then yeah, just start speaking up for yourself, honestly. But then you've got to watch with other companies that the same thing, that if you start speaking up to your for yourself, then the same thing might happen to you that's happening with me here. But yeah, don't take crap from the man. It's not worth it. It's totally not worth it. But yeah, that quote is very, very true, no matter how hard it gets. Yeah, or how hard it is, you just gotta keep on telling yourself you're gonna get through this, you're gonna make it. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. And I know sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but there totally is always light at the end of the tunnel. It's the universe. Like, I mean, if you're in a crappy situation now and you're getting thrown test after test after test, then that is just the universe testing you to see if you are ready to go to the next level. So, however you've dealt with those situations before, try changing it. Try coming at it with a clearer mind. Try not to rise to the anger that the people are trying to get you to, or the emotion where you're gonna snap. passed the test with flying colors. Start becoming your true self. The self that you want to be. And believe me, I know it's difficult. I understand it is difficult. I have been the way that I was before for 33 years. God's sake, I could feel that yawn coming from like absolutely ages. As soon as I started the podcast, I could feel that coming. I need to, I try as well. I try the breathing thing as well that Jason told me. I try it all the time. And I still end up yawning. I have no idea what it is. I was up late last night though. Up until about 12, 1. It's mental how much my sleeping pattern has totally shifted now as well. Completely shifted. I was going to my bed at 10, half 10, to be up at 4, half 4. And now I'm going to my bed at 12, 1, 2 now. It's mental. I mean, I'm still getting up. I'm getting up at around about 7. Today I got up and instantly was right, I'm going for a run. I kind of got up and got my running stuff on, stretched. Made my bed, opened up the curtains, and then went for a run. So that's been my first run since Friday, and then Friday, I hadn't run for, about a week and a half. And it's mental because my pace hasn't really, today I thought I was going a lot slower, and I was hitting sorry, I thought I was going to yawn there again, do my breathing techniques. My pace is around about the 6 minutes 45 for my first K, which is normally before I was near 7 minutes 10 for my first K, and then I would start picking up the pace then. But now my first K was 6 minutes 45, and then I think my second K was 6 minutes 29. My third K, I went back up, it was 6 minutes 57, and then I came back down again to, what was it? Because I've got it all in here. What was my fourth K? As usual, I'm well prepared. Hopefully you've just come to terms with that now, that I'm not very prepared. Yeah, so 6 minutes 42 was my fourth, and then my fifth, I done 6 minutes and 5 seconds. I'm managing to keep my heart rate down now as well, which is good, because when I first started, my heart rate was at 170 to 180 beats per minute as soon as I started running. Whereas now, I can do my first K and it's 155 beats per minute. My second one 168, and then I managed to do that for two, and then my last two went up to 170 and 174. But that's what David Goggins said. Supposedly if you can get your heart rate into the 136 beats per minute when you're running, then you can just run for as long and as much as you want, basically, because you're not getting out of breath. That's where your heart rate is. So I need to slow my pace down. But as I said today, I thought I was going slow, and then I got to my first K and it was 6 minutes 46, whereas before it would have been 7 minutes. So I think if I start running at a 7 minute pace, then that's basically my easy pace. I can continue on going like that, but I keep on coming out of the flat and being right, we'll have a nice slow run, and I think that I'm running slow. God damn it. And there I go with my god damn it as well. Cheers for that, Jason. So I thought I was going slow, but yeah, I'm not going slow. which is annoying because I want to go slower. I don't know why it is. Like it total feels like I'm going slower now. It's like my whole cadence and it's completely changed from what it used to be. But yeah, my run was good. I went and ran around Seton Park and out like Dawn Village just in Tilley Drone and then out again next to the Dawn and up past the Diamond Bridge and then I run back and yeah, it's good. It's a good little run. My elevation gain isn't too bad there either. Yeah, 52 meters elevation gain, which isn't too bad, I suppose. And I done the 5K in 33 minutes and 6 seconds, which isn't my best kind of time, but still, I still went out and ran, which is good. I feel good about it. I always feel good about the running as well, definitely. That's why the past week and a half where I couldn't run, it was doing my nutting, really doing my nutting because that is now my habit. I now go out running when something bad happens or I feel stressed or anything along those type of lines, then I need to go running. And the fact that I couldn't go out running was an absolute nightmare. It done my nutting. But I think I'm gonna also check to see if that swimming thing's still going as well, to see if you're still getting in there for free. And I will go for a run tomorrow morning, and then I will go swimming straight afterwards. I'll set my alarm so I'm up earlier so I can go running, and then I'll go and try and push myself in the swimming pool. And probably die, because it'll be overload of workouts. But yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. And plus, I'll know if I'm needed back at work or not. So yeah, so that should be fun. I can start planning my life now of what I want to do, not what society wants me to do. And then hopefully it just all kicks into place. I've got good feelings. I've got really good feelings that everything is now gonna start falling into place and. There's some absolutely amazing things that are coming my way, basically. I can feel it in my bones. Absolutely feel it. It's gonna be amazing. Watch this space, 'cause amazing things are gonna happen. Just because I believe in myself, I believe that I am going to make this happen. And I'm also grateful for the things that I do have as well. I stop focusing on what I don't have and start focusing on what I do have. And I am very abundant. I have a lot of love in my life, a lot of happiness with my kids and just what I've got in the flat. Like, I really don't need much. Really don't need much. This new woman who's in my life as well, she's absolutely amazing. And yeah, I feel very, very lucky. Very lucky that there's this new thing that's happening in my life that I started to love myself basically, and now the universe is now showering me with not like gifts, but yeah, it's starting to show me the true meaning of life and the true wonders and yeah, it is. It's just absolutely fascinating. And to think that I was one of those people who just thought that you basically you just thought was that you had a crappy mundane job that you hated. But you just came to work and you worked and then you went home to your girlfriend or your wife that you didn't really like that much and And then you had the Queen and Cook and kind of got no time to yourself, and then that was it, just rinse and repeat, just unhappy all the time. And I now look back at it and it's now like, no wonder I was unhappy, no wonder that just shit was happening all the time in my life, and it was because I looked at life so negatively. It's very true what they say, is it's a very, life will show you back. It's like a mirror image. You know, like what you're thinking is what you're gonna get out of life. So if you're constantly thinking that it's all doom and gloom, then yeah, that's exactly what's gonna happen. It is gonna be doom and gloom in your life. Whereas if you start being grateful and you start seeing the positives in life, and believe me, they're there. You start appreciating the small things, like a bee thinking that you're a flower, or a rainbow after just those little things. And that's what makes life. It's what makes life beautiful. Watching my little boy, watching the way how he deals with life is absolutely amazing. I think that we've got a lot to learn from kids, that we should probably just be like kids instead of trying to beat out of them that to have fun and play and all that, and to what, to make them like us while we're unhappy about the jobs that we do and what's going on in our lives. Whereas they can go to a park and just be happy as Larry, like with swinging and jumping and pretending, and yeah, it is amazing. I love watching my little boy play and working out the world. It's gonna be good to see him. I've got him to tomorrow actually, and then I've got him on Wednesday as well, and I'm going out to my parents because we've got friends down from Skye at the moment. I think we're all going some cold water swimming as well actually, so that'll be good. Go down into the harbour and swim in the harbour. That'll be fun. And little Junior, he'll probably want to paddle as well. He'll love that. He loves a bit of paddling around in the sea. I think it's a lot better as well. You see, when you do cold water swimming, it's definitely a lot better if you can just dive in, and then your whole body's just in the water anyway. There's none of this kind of like slowly walking in and fighting the fear. And I mean, it's exactly the same with my cold showers. Like, I mean, I stand outside and let the cold shower, you know, like go for a bit, and it's like, why am I standing here? Just get this over and done with. And then yeah, when you do, I feel absolutely amazing after it's done. But the whole fear of getting into that cold shower is just, yeah, it's something else, like really something else. But that is it. I do not let my brain win. And I hope some of you have actually started with the cold showers, because I cannot recommend them enough. The health benefits from cold showers as well is huge. And the fact that you feel more awake afterwards. Just a sec, I'm gonna have to drink some more of my coffee here because my mouth's starting to get dry. So I will move the microphone, and hopefully you cannot hear me drinking. Hopefully, I'm hoping. If you can't hear me drinking, I apologize in advance. If you don't want to hear this, then maybe turn it down. Let's say, like, I don't know, 15 seconds. You can turn it down, and then we'll come back, and then no one will have to hear the glugging noise. It'll be absolutely perfect. Right, go. wasn't bad. It was like 15, 16 seconds there. Happy days. Hopefully you turned it down. Hopefully you didn't hear me guzzling away at my coffee. That is now getting cold. But yeah, let's start being more like kids. They definitely know how to go about this world in a happy fashion. And I saw a really nice TikTok actually, and it was a woman. She was a lesbian, and she was a teacher, or she'd done like kindergarten school, and she was like, it's absolutely amazing, you know, like this stuff is taught to kids, you know, like from their families and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, there was a kid, and she was like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Or he was asking, do you have a boyfriend? And she was like, no. And then he was like, oh, how come? And then she was like, well, I'm gay, so I don't cover it up. And she was like, oh, because I don't like boys. And the little boy went, oh, so you like girls? And she was like, yeah. And then she was waiting for kind of like him to say something to her, and he was like, oh, well, that's really good, isn't it? Like, there'll be more love in the world. And it said they absolutely melted her heart, and it was like the derogatory terms and all that kind of stuff are learned from home. Kids haven't got a clue. Kids do not care. I mean, it's exactly the same as like the racists and stuff like that, you know, like kids do not care. Kids do not see color, they do not see race, they do not see whether you're gay or not. And we need to start living our lives like that. Who are we to tell other people that they are living their life wrong? Again, like, it's absolutely mental that some people think that they can tell people how to live their lives, how to make, you know, like, oh no, that's not going to make you happy. You need to live your life like this. I just had like a massive realization there that kind of like I might have been doing that with the spirituality stuff. It's hard hitting there, just blew my own mind. But yeah, who are we to tell anybody how to live their life? Because really at the end of the day, are they actually going to listen to us, or are they just going to keep on living it the way that they want to live it? I've been reading that counseling book, and it's been really good actually, really good. I'm starting to see stuff from the other side of the spectrum, where I'm trying to ram my opinion down people's throats, and, well, not ram my opinion down people's throats, but I'm trying to give them tips and techniques that I've used, whereas really what I need to be doing is I just need to be listening. And if they ask for my help, then I can give them some tips and pointers and that, and I mean, people have asked me for my help, people have come to me from TikTok and like conversations like that, people have came and said to me, you know, what would you recommend for this, and most of the time it's meditating, it's absolutely amazing what you can do once you start meditating. And it's difficult, I understand it's difficult. Again, like when I first started, I could only sit still for like 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. And it would just be constant thoughts going in my head all the time. Just not being able to switch off. Not being able to get off of those thoughts. I wasn't observing them, I was right on them. And that's it as well, you see, like, people who suffer with anxiety, does it really play out the way that you've made it in your head when something is happening, or does it go 9 times out of 10 it goes a hell of a lot better than the situation that we've made in our own head? I mean, I used to be exactly the same, like going into work meetings and you would have you would have, like, you'd be hypothetically speaking to the managers and all that kind of stuff in your head, and you'd be saying this, you'd be saying that, and then when you got into the meeting, none of that kind of stuff would even happen, and you've just sat there. It's like you're reliving it twice, are you? Because you're going through it in your head the first time, and then you've got to relive it the second time. And the second time's not normally as bad as the first time, because your mind's making out these absolute mental situations that, oh no, and then this'll happen, and then I'll say this, and then they might say this, so then I'll counteract with this. And me and my mate used to do it. We used to sit there in the van, kind of like talking to each other about what we were gonna say in the meeting, and it never used to play out like that. Completely never used to play out like that. So exactly as that guy says, you know, like, I don't know what you've got going on, but I know that you've got time right now and nothing is happening. And that's something to be grateful for. We live in the present moment, all of us. I understand that our minds like to wander into the future or into the past. But we don't live there. The past is what's happened, you know, like it's already happened. You cannot change anything, which is difficult, I understand, because some really hurtful things happened in the past. And then in the future, kind of like you could have like a whole load of things that you're thinking that's gonna happen, that's not gonna happen, like. Well, I mean, I could be going absolutely mental right now and being like, well, like my mind could be going absolutely mental, being like, well, how am I gonna pay rent? How am I gonna top up my car with fuel? How am I gonna afford my phone bill? How am I gonna afford this? How am I gonna afford that? And yeah, but I'm not letting it happen, because there's no point. Because right now, that none of those bad things are happening. I could be thinking what's gonna happen in my meeting. But I'm not, because that's at 1 o'clock and we're only at, what, 20 past 11. Yep. So I've still got another couple of hours before that happens. Or 1 hour and 40 minutes until that happens. So right now I'm sitting here talking to the listeners, which is the microphone in my earphones. And hopefully drinking my coffee and not making that gulping sound that you guys can hear. Nothing bad is happening. I've got time. I've got plenty of time. And I think a lot of us do that. We don't think that we've got any time. But you see, once you actually work out what you are doing with your time, and then you find out that, well, I've got like about 4 or 5 hours when I'm doing absolutely nothing. But I think that I've got no time. And that could be, you know, like sitting scrolling on your phone, just doing those mundane things that passes the time, basically. When we've got a beautiful world out there that we could be exploring. If you're wanting time to start slowing down, start tricking your brain into doing things that it's not predictable. Because when we start doing things that are predictable, like getting up, doing the same routine, you get up, you brush your teeth, you go for a shower, you come downstairs, you put on the kettle, you get your favorite mug out the cupboard, you have your coffee, you drive to work exactly the same route. You go into work, you do exactly the same thing that you do there every day. Rushing around to get home, to then get home, to then look at your Facebook and your Instagram and your TikTok and watch Netflix, and then you go to bed. And of course, like, if you keep on doing those things time and time and time again, then you start, your brain just, it goes on autopilot. So then that's why time seems like it's flying past. Whereas if you start doing things that you're not used to, start taking a different route to work, start doing a different routine, then it's going to feel like time's slowing down because your brain's not used to it. It's processing everything. Remember what I've said? We filter out 90% of what we like, what we see in the world. 90% of what we see in the world on a day-to-day basis, we filter out. And the 10% is what's going on in your mind. You create your reality with the thoughts that you think. So honestly, start asking your brain to show you the good in your life. I heard a good, affirmation, and you need to start asking yourself why. And it was, why am I so abundant? Why am I so loved? And then your brain will hear these questions and then it will look for the answers for you. And it will show you. So start doing them. Start doing them every day before you go out. Like, why am I so loved? Why am I so abundant? You could think of a whole load of other things to try. But your brain will start showing you. Your mind will start showing you. Because it will start looking for those answers of why you are abundant and why you are loved. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. I honestly, like, and I mean, it was funny, because yesterday when I saw my friends from Sky, now these are like family friends that I've known my whole entire life, like my mate, I've known him ever since I was born, and yeah, his family, like, I treat his mum like my second mum, basically, you know, like, I love the pieces of her, and, like, his sisters and his brothers and all that, like, we are all family, basically, and his sister, like, I mean, I used to slag her off something chronic when I was that kind of person, because she does Gaelic, and I would always kind of be like, hooda, 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 helicopter, because helicopter is not a word in Gaelic, because helicopters weren't invented, so they don't have a word for helicopter, so we used to slag it off about that. And she said to me yesterday, she was like, you see, if I told you that, like, a few years ago, that kind of, like, I was doing crystals and I was doing meditating and yoga and kind of, like, I, like, there was angels, and she was like, you would rip the hell out of me. And I was like, yep, I would have, because I was a horrible person. I was too scared to look into myself, to see these things. So I slagged off other people because I thought that they were weird and all that kind of stuff. And it's horrible thinking like that now. It's just thinking that, well, why would I be so horrible? Why would I put someone else through that trauma? And I mean, I understand it because I didn't think very highly of myself. But I didn't believe that. Yeah, I didn't believe that I was worthy of anything. So then I put that on to other people, a mirror image, basically. Like, I would be scared to try something different to see what other people said, basically. But it's now, like, I couldn't care. Like, I was getting slagged off about my angels when we were over there yesterday. And I just said, do you really think that I care what you guys think? Like, I really don't. Like, you can slag me until the high hilt, because at the end of the day, if it makes me happy, it doesn't need to make sense to any of you. But then they're just joking with me. I know that they're joking. It's like family banter and playing type thing. But yeah, it's just like, well, I don't really care. I really don't care what you guys think or say or anything, because it's not going to affect me. I'll just smile. But they were all fascinated about the photo in the mirror. And I think they all wanted to go and try it and see what had happened. Because, yeah, the photo that I got in the mirror of my angel was pretty amazing. And if you want to go and see that, go onto my TikTok, Smuggy90. And there's a video there that's entitled Angels. You'll see the photo yourself. I haven't posted it up on Instagram or anything like that. But yeah, I don't think I will either. No, I will. I will. I'll go and post it up onto Instagram. And I will post it up there, and you can have a look at it there. Might need to set up something where I like a Google. I know with Google Drive you can set up so that other people can see it. So I might need to set up something like that. Might just need to set up a web page, to be quite honest, so that I can put my photos and all that kind of stuff onto there, that you guys can go and you can go and check that out instead of having to follow me on the social media. But yeah, go and follow me on the social media, and then you'll see this. When I get a laptop, I'll start having a look into that, where I can get my own web page and start putting these things up. Because it is interesting, and it's good. I mean, I can understand that it's nice to see what I'm speaking about. But yeah, I will go and post them up on Instagram as soon as this episode is finished. I will go and do that. So you'll probably see the photos up. Or what I'll do actually is I'll wait. What episode is this? Tuesday's episode. So I will wait until tomorrow. I will go and post it up tomorrow so that it's up with the podcast, so that you can see my angels. But the photo is mental. You can quite clearly see that there is someone standing behind me in the hairline, and it is mental. Honestly, mental. And I think even kind of like when I told my mom and everything like that, and she was like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna send that photo," and I think she was just like, "I don't, like, there's not gonna be anything there." And then when she saw it, she was like, "What? That is absolutely insane." And then when I went over there, when they were having a drink, when they just got back from holiday, when was it, like, I can't even remember when I went over, but yeah, when we came over, their friends were over, and they were all having a drink, and she was like, "Oh, and you show cat, like, show the neighbor the photo that you got of your energy and the angels and stuff." And they were absolutely fascinated as well, because you can totally see that there is someone standing behind me. But then I've also heard that if they're standing in front of you, then that's not a good sign. But I do not know about that, so I won't really talk about it. But yeah, I will post that up tomorrow. But yeah, go and follow me. Go follow me on social media. You'll find me on TikTok, Smuggy90. You'll also find me on Instagram, Smuggy90. And that's Smokey 9, and then E for Echo. So S for Sierra, M for Mother, O for Oscar, K for Kilo, E for Echo, Y for Yankee, the number 9, and then E for Echo. And you will find me. So go and have a look. I posted up the pictures of of my camping trip in Finlitter Castle, or Findlater, Finlitter Castle. I posted them up, so they're now up. Go and have a look. Go and find me on TikTok again, Smokey90. You'll see the videos up there as well. I've got the angel one up there as well, so you can go and find that. But I will post that up tomorrow. When I get up, I will post that. I will set a reminder in my phone. But yeah, I think that I've rambled on sufficiently enough. I need to go and get ready for this meeting, and yeah, we'll see how this goes, and then we'll see what else happens. But again, thanks very much for tuning in. You have no idea how much it means to me. I was having a look actually. I was having a look at the not the algorithm, but my what's it called? I can't really look because I'm on the thing, but kind of like I look at my episodes and how much has been listened to and whereabouts in the world it's going to, and you know, like people who have listened to. So I'm quite amazed that like I've got America, there's people listening in Germany, there's people listening in Russia, I think was one of the places as well, that was a new one. I've got people listening in Canada, Great Britain of course. So thank you very much. You have no idea how much that means to me, the fact that there's people tuning from all over the world who are listening. I'm absolutely fascinated that it's starting to get around. I couldn't be happier. I can't believe that we're on episode 40 as well. It's absolutely mental. But yeah, like, you are the ones who make this possible, honestly. So yeah, I'm here talking to yous, and it's absolutely amazing. Like, you have no idea how much it means to me that I see that people are actually listening to this after thinking that it wasn't really going to go anywhere, or I would give it a go type thing. And I really enjoy it. Hopefully you really enjoy listening, and I can't thank you enough for going and having a listen. So if you think that there's anybody else out there who would enjoy listening to this, then pass it on to your friends, please. Give it a shout out. Let's get the word spread so that we can keep on going with this. It'd be absolutely amazing. I mean, I'll continue on going. We're nearly up to what we've got, like 10 more episodes, and we're at number 50, which is absolutely mental. I would have never have thought that would have been the case, and then hopefully it'll be many, many more after that. I find it crazy as well that when I first started, I was only able to talk for about like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and now I'm doubling that. We're getting near an hour basically all the time now, so it's good, it's nice. I enjoy it. We're getting better. Hopefully the things that I speak about you can resonate with. Hopefully you can take some of the tools from the earlier episodes. If you haven't heard the earlier episodes, then go back and give them a check out for me, please. That would be greatly appreciated. Just have a listen from the start and work your way up. I go through my journey and what I've been doing and my running, and I think I've got a little less nervous now as well when I'm talking, which is good. I think the first couple of episodes I was quite a bit nervous and didn't really know what to say, but yeah, now it just seems to, I just keep on talking and we're getting there basically. I want to try and get people onto the podcast though. I want to try and get people so that we can start having a little debate of what's going on, different people coming in and talking about different things. It would be really, really interesting. I think that's the way that I'm wanting to start pushing it. So yeah, if you want to come onto the podcast, then just let me know and we'll get that sorted. I'll get you up into the flat and we can record an episode, and it would be interesting, I think, hearing other people's views, maybe getting some questions going, and what you do with your life, what maybe how the podcast has helped you in a certain way, or something along those type of lines would be really, really cool. Maybe I've got an opinion that you don't agree with. So I know that there is a few people who don't agree with my opinion, so it would be nice to get their opinion in, and we can talk about that, and we can have a debate, and yeah, just take it from there. But yeah, like I mean, hopefully we can start doing that very, very soon, and start having people on the podcast, and we can start talking It's going to be pretty difficult once we go back into lockdown, though. We'll need to do some illegal podcasting, breaking you into my flat, and then doing episodes like that. I need to be like Joe Rogan, getting like COVID tests, so that we can all test ourselves to make sure that we don't have COVID before we do the podcast. Yeah, like God knows, getting ahead of myself here, but yeah, hopefully we can continue on. Hopefully we can start getting some people who want to come in and start speaking on the podcast. That would be absolutely amazing. I would be highly up for that. Get some questions going, hopefully get it rolling. Be nice and easy. I think I would need to get some more equipment to actually get going properly, but yeah, that is the dream anyway, that we can start getting this podcast up and rolling with some guests and start speaking to them basically. And I think that would be interesting, getting other people's point of views or the stuff that they're working on in their life, or the anything. But yeah, I think I've rambled on enough. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. And again, peace and love as always. You've been absolutely amazing. Thanks for listening in, and I will speak to you tomorrow after a crunch day. See you later. Bye.